Biden shifts taxpayer funds from red states to landlords in high-immigration Democrat districts. By Neil Monroe on March 17, 2022. President Joe Biden's deputies are taking $377 million from GOP-run heartland states to aid landlords in four Democrat-run states that use illegal migration to inflate their economies, according to a report in the New York Times. White House officials have already pressured governors in states to shift $875 million for poor renters into urban districts, the newspaper reported March 16, adding. Now they are going one step further, pulling back $377 million in cash from states with relatively few tenants, like Montana, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, or localities that failed to efficiently distribute the aid, including Alabama, Arkansas, and several counties in Texas. The money, in turn, is being diverted to four states that burned through their allotted amounts, with $136 million in additional aid headed to California, $119 million to New York, $47 million to New Jersey, and $15 million to Illinois, according to a spreadsheet provided by a senior administration official. North Carolina, Washington, and other localities will be receiving smaller amounts. This is better, but it's a pitiful drop in the bucket compared to what we need, said Representative Richie Torres, DNY, told the New York Times. There's just no question that immigration adds a lot more poor people to some states, who then need rent assistance, who drive up the cost of lower-income housing, said Stephen Camerata, the research director at the Center of Immigration Studies. By encouraging migration, he said, you create the political pressure for more assistance to low-income people to afford housing in the same way that immigration adds a lot of uninsured people to the country, and so it creates a lot of political pressure to create Obamacare. We know that about a fourth of all low-income children in America live in immigrant households. Many states have inflated their local economies and locally funded businesses by welcoming many legal and illegal migrants. This use of migrants, however, has suppressed wages and inflated rents, leaving the states with growing populations of poor Americans and immigrants. Roughly one-third of the nation's low-income renters live in the high-migration, high-rent states. The GOP's establishment wing has helped to create this economic shift away from red states. However, some GOP legislators are pushing back against the wealth transfer. They include Representative Lance Gooden, RTX, Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz, Representative Jim Banks, RN, Representative Kat Kamick, RFL, Representative Chip Roy, RTX, Representative Mike Johnson, RLA, Representative Madison Cawthorn, RNC, Representative Beth Van Duyne, RTX, and Representative Paul Gosar, R-Oz. Overall, the federal government's policy of extracting migrant workers, consumers, and renters from foreign nations for use in the U.S. economy has shifted vast amount of investment and wealth wage earners to investors and from heartland states to the coastal states. That wealth transfer has also reduced the heartland states' political and cultural status. This migration-fueled economic divide is also occurring within states, such as Texas, where housing funds were transferred from lower migration districts to urban renters. The New York Times reported the $875 million transfer in January. Arizona officials agreed to shift $39 million to the state's largest county, Maricopa, while Georgia moved about $50 million from its allocation to Fulton and DeKalb counties in the Atlanta area. The biggest single shift took place in Wisconsin, where Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, agreed to move about $110 million to county and city officials in Milwaukee, according to the Treasury Department. The federal fund shifting comes as millions of Americans struggle to pay for housing in an economy distorted by the accelerating arrival of millions of legal and illegal migrants. The migrants work hard for their families, but their arrival also cuts Americans' wages and spike Americans' housing costs. They have to struggle, they cannot afford to spend too much money, because they want to save to pay their smuggling debts, said Walter Sinch, the executive director of the New York-based Alianza Ecuatoriana Internacional, or the Ecuadorian International Alliance. Rents are way too crazy, especially here in the area of Queens Corona. A single studio will go for $1,500 to $1,600. And a two-bedroom, sometimes it goes to $2,000 to $2,400. Which is up about $150 since rents declined during the coronavirus crash, he told Breitbart News for a March 4 article. A two-bedroom apartment, it's supposed to be for a family. Maybe two people per bedroom, but now, sometimes, it is 5 to 6 or 7 in a two-bedroom apartment, he said. City officials do not stop landlords from subdividing apartments to extract more rent, he said. In an August rainstorm, 11 migrants drowned in their basement apartments. Since at least 1990, the DC establishment has used a wide variety of excuses and explanations to justify its policy of extracting tens of millions of migrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as workers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. The self-serving economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point. It is harmful to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities, cuts their wages, raises their housing costs, and shoves tens of millions of Americans out of the labor force. Extraction migration also curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' coastal states and the Republicans' heartland states. An economy built on extraction migration also radicalizes Americans' democratic, compromise-promoting civic culture. It allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The economic strategy also kills many migrants, violates workplace standards, separates families, and extracts wealth from the home countries. Not surprisingly, the wealth-shifting extraction migration policy is very unpopular, according to a wide variety of polls. The polls show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.